You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win was 11-10, enhanced to 6-4. And Sam Vokes to score and Burnley to win was 18-1. It's now 25-1. I think, Derek, in a similar way to both West Brom and Middlesbrough, who we've talked about, Sean Dyche and Burnley won't be that bothered about going out of the EFL Cup midweek, losing out to Accrington in stoppage time. The team that Dyche put out was unrecognisable to that team that beat Liverpool last weekend. We mentioned they only had, or you mentioned, Derek, that Liverpool had 80% possession in that game, but Sean Dyche and his men restricted Liverpool to shots from distance. I suppose the question here is, have Chelsea got the quality to break Burnley down? Because Burnley will set up exactly the same way.
Yeah, they will. But who'd be a football punter? You know, Burnley beat Liverpool 2-0, a team that were long odds on, and then they go and lose to Accrington Stanley, do they? It was just absolutely ridiculous. But as you say, you know, he played an unrecognisable team. And maybe, you know, it's no sad thing for them to have gone out of that competition when Premier League survival is be all and end all. This is another Man City game, isn't it? It looks a stone-cold home banker, but that's factored into the odds. And I'm not sure in these days, not in the Premier League, that you want to be taking prices like this, 3-10, getting onto 1-4 territory, even against a home to Burnley. Chelsea should win, obviously. They've only lost one. The last 45 Premier League home games against newly promoted teams. That was last season, by the way, against Bournemouth. But you know, you look at Burnley, and this is a team that's beaten Liverpool 2-0, and you think, yeah, maybe, but 11-1, it's not big enough. That's not big enough, that. I can't have them. It troubles me, this picture. I really don't know what to do. I think if in doubt, got to stick with the tried and trusted formula, and mine, where Chelsea are concerned, it cost me a bundle last season. Is Eden Hazard to score, because he's just different class. Hazard to score and Chelsea to win was 11-10, now 6-4. I just don't see how that will fail.
Derek, here's a question for you. Gun to head, would you rather have Manchester City at virtually the same price at home against West Ham or Chelsea at home against Burnley?
Chelsea at home against Burnley, I would rather have.
Okay. Wins against West Ham, Watford and Bristol Rovers to open up Antonio Conte's campaign. Tom, and incidentally, Conte, as manager, currently unbeaten in 29 successive league home matches as a club manager, winning 27, drawing 2 and losing none. So he does tend to build his reputation on home form, Antonio Conte.
Well, he does, but you know, I think he'll be concerned with what he's seen from his team so far this season. I mean, they've made, obviously, a great start results-wise, but I think in the performances, they were in complete control against West Ham, eased off, thought they'd done it, then had a little bit of a shock and had to scramble at the end. You know, against Watford as well, they never really performed. It was only the changes that Conte had made from the bench. You know, Fabregas coming on, Batshuayi as well had made a big impact. He looks a really good player, you know. If there are any problems, well, there's going to be a suspension for Diego Costa very soon, isn't there? So you think he looks like a decent player to come in and maybe lead that line. So I think there's a few selection issues for Conte this week. But I think he'll be happy with some of the basics, but I don't think he'll be happy with their sort of game management. And in this match, this will be a game the Chelsea fans are arriving at Stamford Bridge thinking, well, we're going to turn them over. I don't think a Conte side is going to be like that. I can't see Chelsea turning many teams over. I think they get to, it's a bit like Mourinho. He's similar in a lot of ways. I think he'll get to a point where they get 2-0 up in this game and that's it. We've done it. And I think he's just all about the result at all costs. He's not looking to do it in any particular style. Chelsea win this game. Burnley are a team that, as I've talked about before, they are methodical, they are well-drilled, but when they're coming up against this quality, they're going to struggle. They cannot have 20% possession at Stamford Bridge and think they're going to get a result. They've got no chance. There's too many good players in this Chelsea side. The only thing I have looked at is potentially them frustrating a Chelsea side who I don't think are firing yet. They're not as fluent as we think they're going to be. And maybe the double result, the draw Chelsea at 3-1. You know, maybe Burnley can dig in there. And we've seen this script play out a number of times, haven't we? You know, the minnows or the smaller team go away. They dig in, but ultimately it kind of falls to pieces once the sort of fitness comes into it and that quality in the final half hour. So that's maybe where I'd look. But I think a Chelsea win and overs as well is also good value at about 3-4. So, but you can't look past Hazard too. But Chelsea win it. But I just think looking at their previous games, you can look at it two ways. You can say they've scraped past West Ham and Watford because they've left it late in both games. You know, or you can say, like we used to say about Manchester United for years, they've got that sort of will to win, that desire to go right to the end. And if it is 1-1 or it is 0-0 in the final 5 minutes of Stamford Bridge on Saturday, they've still got a great chance of winning.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.